You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Marco Entertainment. Jeez. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Entertainment.
All right. Dallas and Pittsburgh have been in the Super Bowl 8 times each, yes. Which are tied for the most in the NFL.
Yes.
Two teams have been there 6 times each. Yes. Name them.
The Broncos and...
Begin.
Fuck.
Think about it. These questions.
The Packers. Green Bay.
Is that your final answer?
My final answer.
That is wrong. Missy.
The Broncos and the Patriots?
That is correct.
Holy shit!
Oh! I told you I used to love football.
Okay.
I actually respect Missy now.
Let's see how much you like history and geography.
Coolest girl ever.
Name the 5 Great Lakes.
The 5 Great Lakes. Huh?
The 5 Great Lakes.
They're in America?
No, in Arabia.
Are they by Michigan?
I'm not telling you where
Michigan
they are.
Lake,
name 5 of them.
Michigan Lake, Detroit Lake, Salt Lake, the Mississippi River, and the Gulf of New Mexico.
Can we end this right now?
I'm smoking a victory smoke right now because that was the best answer. It was wrong, but it was the best
Are
answer.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. Salt Lake. Mississippi River. And the Gulf of Mexico.
You gotta be kidding me with
wait,
that.
She said, wait, you said Michigan, Detroit, Salt Lake, Mississippi River, and the Gulf of New Mexico.
New Mexico.
And that was 5, man.
It was 5 wrong. It was, you had 4 wrong ones.
One was right?
I'm not telling you which.
I know which one it was.
I guarantee it wasn't salt.
We're all winners after you answer that question. No,
Missy, sex question.
Yay.
Define an Arabian handkerchief.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that is. Hang on. Let me see if I can context clue it. I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
So you give a guy a blowjob, and then while you're going to swallow, you sneeze, and it all flies out of your nose.
Wow, that's gross, and I don't think this is going to happen.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe Matarese, and you are listening to the Jersey Jerks on riotcast.com. Seriously, kill yourself.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that other happy horseshit. And welcome to the show. How you guys doing?
Okay. And all that other shit.
And all that other nonsense.
What's going on, miss?
Not much. What's up?
Glad you could grace us with your presence.
Yes. Thank you. I'm
How's
here.
How's a pussy, by the way?
Oh, the vagina update.
Yeah, let's give us the update.
Yeah, vagina update. Everything's good. I'm great.
No more bleeding.
No, I had my last doctor's appointment on Monday.
Okay.
So I'm good. All's clear. Yeah. Fleek.
Your pussy's on fleek?
My pussy's on fleek.
We're good.
But I am supposed to, I know, this is a problem.
You're supposed to douche.
No, no douching. Okay. Douching is bad for a vagina.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 2 days ago, I was done my hormones, and I was supposed to get my period immediately, and I still
Oh, yeah, you're dried out.
I know, but they said I would.
Your pussy's 80 years old right now.
It's going to be a train wreck down there.
No,
right?
It's not. And then, on the break, though, Fob, I have to show you something.
No,
like
that. Who volunteered me for that?
It's Kate Upton. It's Kate Upton, but it reminds me of you.
Oh, why is she?
Big don't whip that thing out of my house.
She was doing Kegel exercises on Instagram.
And her pussy fell out.
No. But the way she was doing it was she was putting weight. Like, she had a barbell, like, on her.
Lap?
And she was, like, Kegel like crazy, and I was like, holy shit.
Is that like a new dance?
I don't know.
Her pussy was lifting.
Her pussy was lifting.
Speaking of Kate Upton, you know who I found out, and I didn't know this, who was banging her before Verlander?
Who?
Mark Sanchez.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Another reason to hate that dirty cocksucker.
Fucking horrible.
Well, at least she didn't ruin his career. His career was ruined. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if he really wants to work, if he really wants to be on the field, he could just mow the lawn.
Do you know everything that I know about Mark Sanchez is from that one time he was in the Super Bowl because they made such a big deal about
it?
He
was in the Super Bowl.
Wasn't he in the Super Bowl once?
AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Oh, AFC Championship. And they did this whole backstory on him, and I watched it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then that's it.
See?
Then, and only then is how I know about Mark Sanchez.
Hmm. Dirty.
So, good to know that he was dating Kate Upton. I guess it was when she was like a teenager.
Yeah, she was like 19.
Yeah, fuck. Good for him.
An asshole.
It was probably then, huh?
Then what?
Then when they were in the championship. It was probably the same time.
It was when he was on the Jets, so it could have been.
He was on top of the
world. I mean, she's only 25, I think, or something like that.
Oh, she's 25 now?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, shit.
Boy, she's too old for you?
No.
If she was a boy, she'd be too old for you.
Shut up. No.
Kevin Upton is way too old for me.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, anyway, that vagina is good.
Good.
Other than it should be bleeding right now.
Well, thankfully it's not. We like to smell laundry, not rusty coins.
But everything's good. Everything's fine. I was really freaked out about the ultrasound results. I got them while I was on the boat, but we had no cell service, so I couldn't check my messages. Mm-hmm. When we ported back in Miami,
they sent one of those airplanes with the batteries behind it.
A little carrier pigeon.
Cancer.
Thanks. But as soon as we ported in Miami, I woke up at like 7 o'clock in the morning,
right,
and I had all these messages. I had three messages from them, and I'm like, this isn't good. So I checked it. They gave me this code. I left the code in my bedroom.
What?
They gave me a code to check the messages.
Is it Mission Impossible?
Yeah. So, like, I got these three messages, and then they gave me the code to call the voicemail to check the messages.
Right.
So, I was like, the whole plane ride home, all I kept thinking was...
You choose to accept this diagnosis.
All I kept thinking was, if it was bad, a person would have called me, right? Like, they wouldn't
have... Who do you think calls you?
I would hope they wouldn't leave just a bad message on the goddamn answering
machine. Yeah, how you doing? This is
dead in a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, live it up now. You got about 48 hours.
Well, my brother picked us all up from the airport. I got home. I ran upstairs. I had to poop really bad. So I was like pooping.
too much information, but all right.
I was on the toilet
has
pooping.
Has nothing to do with your diagnosis.
Checking it, and then they were just like, you're fine.
You're fine. You're just a couple quarts low.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck. So hopefully the bleeding will commence, even though I would rather not.
I was going to say, didn't you, you know, have you had enough?
No, but like I would like everything to just go back to normal now. It's been months, so
okay,
everything's healthy. I'm 100% healthy.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
Nope, it's all good. So no cancer, no bad things, no nothing.
No more kids.
No more kids. God.
Really?
A third one didn't just come out of nowhere. Hey, Mom.
You going to wear a condom? You going to take birth control pills?
Yeah, we've been
pills?
Using condoms. No, I can't take birth control pills yet. But
why? Because you're 52?
No. Because I have to quit smoking.
Who would think you could even get pregnant at your age?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I was thinking the same motherfucking thing.
I think her vagina is a lot older than she is.
Hey, got more miles on it.
Yeah,
that's not true. I've gone so long, so many different times in my life without having sex.
What?
Like, I've gone
Yeah, but
like,
don't you make up for it when you are having sex?
No, only with Mike.
Oh, I'm
He's
saying.
The only person that I've ever had sex with the
Okay,
way I
so
do.
That answers my next question.
Okay.
You didn't fuck Luis J. Gomez that week?
I did not fuck Luis J. Gomez.
He was looking to fuck you, though. You know that, right?
No, he wasn't.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
Dude, I saw him multiple times every day on the boat.
Yeah, he texted me.
No, he didn't.
That's why your pussy ain't bleeding no more.
He fucking texted me.
He clogged it up.
He gave you a Mexican Band-Aid.
He never even alluded to things like that.
You had a fucking little... What did he say? Let me find it. Something about a little scrub or something you had that was following you around.
Shut the fuck up. He was so super nice to Mike.
Of course he is.
To his face.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was hoping to roofie Mike.
I want the banger, but she was on the dick of this other dude.
Oh. That's funny.
Last week, that's all we said. We're like, I can't wait to hear the drama.
No,
like,
it was
her,
so...
Her and she dumped young Mike. He banged Luis J. Gomez.
No. Jumped off the ship. Starboard side.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Swimming
was
from sharks because you're leaving a trail of red.
Blood. Yeah. It was cool, though. Gomez was funny. He did the, he was on stage for when we sailed off from Miami, him and that Ralph guy. And
Ralph Sutton?
Yeah, which, listen to how the small world is. Ralph used to date one of my friend's exes.
Who the hell cares?
Yeah, but isn't that crazy? I didn't even know who he was.
Who the fuck cares?
But I didn't even know who he was. And then Gomez, when he introduced me to people, he would say I was Missy from the Jersey Jerk Show.
What the fuck is
that? Oh, good job. The fuck was that?
Marco strikes out more than Ryan Howard.
Marcus sounds as reliable as his marriage.
Oh my god.
Yeah, way to go.
You still didn't redeem yourself.
You had your finger on the hot button all night waiting for that one.
Get out! Get the fuck out!
Oh my god.
Dynamite drop in. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Oh, God. Well, that's fun.
You're motherfucking fired.
At least laugh in the microphone. Sounds like he's in the other room.
So anyway, the cruise was really fun. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Blast. It was so awesome.
Tim, that'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, it was a...
Were you sober at all?
Not really.
Oh, it was kind of hazy.
The first 2 days, I didn't get really, really drunk, but like Wednesday and Thursday, I got pretty wasted.
So did you do the whole thing where you just harassed other people's men and stuff like that?
No, I did not.
Look in the mirror the whole time?
No.
Bounce around from guy to guy? No, you didn't do that?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
So when you're out with other people, you know how to act right.
Listen, motherfuckers, that was one time.
She pickpocketed the captain. Whose wallet is this?
Captain Snoobing.
I did. I was actually really good. I had a lot of fun. I found someone's card. I made sure that it went to the right place. I didn't pick up
in their wallet that you took. I found somebody's ID.
No, I don't have any crazy stories about me doing anything out of line. No. Unfortunately, no.
Couldn't see cocaine on the boat.
No, people did. I saw people doing cocaine. Yes. I was.
Well, Lewis was there. So.
I was shocked about that.
He was selling it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, I got alcohol on the boat, which it almost got taken away from me.
Why?
Thank God it didn't.
What was that? That wasn't me.
I don't fucking know what's going on. Well, Kim had these things called rum runners, and like Gomez beforehand, he was saying the same thing, like to sneak the alcohol on the boat. So if you put them in like certain, they don't like show up on a X-ray scanner,
right?
But they show up as like almost blank space, so you have to like put them sporadically, like place them in a right spot.
You know,
in your
can
clip.
Just they sell containers to pour alcohol in that are disguised as other things like shampoo bottles.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't have the time to get
they
stuff
didn't
like
have
that.
Shampoo.
Yeah.
They don't use shampoo.
Our one friend brought Listerine, and
that's what they use in their hair.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
Your hair smells minty fresh.
But we were supposed to leave.
I missed that sultry voice.
We were supposed to leave the port by like 4, and it was after 5, and we still hadn't. So me and a couple of my other friends all had stickers on it that said liquor was in our bags. They were supposed to go through it and then take the liquor out. And we were just fucked. Like, you're not going to get in trouble for it. They just don't let you take it on.
Yeah.
But all of our liquor was still in there.
It goes down to all the crew members.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it does.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
all the
awesome.
Mexicans at the bottom. Yeah.
They sell it back to you at the bar. Fucking yeah, 40% markup.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they stock the bar with shit that they take off of people.
You know what? That makes sense. All of our liquor was in all of our bags. Everybody got everything in.
Yeah.
We knew we ended up making friends with shitload of people on the boat. And people just put weed underneath their shoes. Like underneath their socks and just walked in.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's weed I'd like to smoke.
Yeah.
Well, there was
this
like
weed tastes
like
cheese.
there was dogs and stuff.
I have like athlete's tongue.
And then when we went to Mexico,
right,
that you could just buy it everywhere in Mexico.
What?
Apparently. Yeah.
What part of Mexico did you Tijuana?
Costa Maya.
Costa who?
Costa Maya.
And that you could buy weed anywhere?
Costa Mato?
Not like legally, but like people.
Coach.
a bunch of people bought weed in Mexico.
Take a pound of weed.
Wow. Like all different kinds of weed, like pineapple weed, skunk purple weed. And no, it was good weed. I didn't smoke any of it, but I was around everybody who was smoking, and I was like, fuck, it smells delicious. But
I probably would have bought some nacho weed. Get your own, motherfucker. Nacho. It's nacho weed.
Everybody was very sharing and good. But the fucking army guys on the beach had like humongous guns that were bigger than
AK-47.
Me. AK-47. Like, yeah, it was scary. I just didn't want to do it.
That's how they roll.
It was terrifying. So yeah. I'm like, I'm not fucking buying weed from anybody. I'm going to get shot and killed.
You ain't. If you get caught doing anything down there,
you're fucked.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're
so.
Done. You ain't never going to see the States again.
I know.
You're going to be in some rotten prison where they fucking finger fuck you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a fucking fork.
I might like that.
No, I would not like that. It was slightly terrible.
My pussy's bleeding again. That's the bad news.
Oh, my God.
You'd be begging for your pussy to bleed.
Ugh.
What? I totally stepped on my point. It's not a good thing.
But Mexico was awesome. I definitely want to go back. There was a bunch of dolphins there that people were swimming with.
They all had sombreros.
We named them after dead celebrities of the recent.
Why are you talking in fucking code?
We
named them in celebrities of the recent.
Yoda. You know what? Honestly, like the past 2 weeks, my brain really hasn't been.
Oh, it's just the past 2 weeks.
It hasn't been the past 5 years?
No.
No, no, I didn't.
Past 52 years.
No, but like lately, I've noticed a little bit. I can't.
Yeah, talk I hear it.
Correctly.
I hear it.
So,
drugs.
It's not the drugs, motherfucker.
That's why your fucking vagina's all fucked up.
My vagina is not fucked up because of drugs.
I find it very hard to believe that one day my brain won't work anymore.
apparently that day is coming soon.
Yeah. Not soon.
Whatever. I just need to work on some things and then I'll be fine.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm overly Jesus happy. Christ. And when I get overly happy, I don't.
I'm stupid.
Kinda, yeah.
Why are you overly happy?
Because I'm healthy and I'm fucking back to normal and my life is great and. Why should I be sad? I was so upset over all this that all I wanted to do is once it was done is like, all right, get your shit together and move forward. And that's all
it's
I wanted
to do. People made up stuff and put it
I
in
hope I don't
there.
Get like that again.
You just did. Like,
did I do it that bad though? Because that was like stopping at every single word.
You were doing it the entire time you were giving us this cockamamie fucking explanation. I don't know what it is, but when I'm happy, she strokes out. Tara Tazer and Taven.
Apparently, the less I drink, the more I can't function.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really been drinking. I've been, I don't know, man. I'm happy. I'm really happy. You're not that I eat. I should start doing that. All right. She'll learn another language now. Talk that.
That's not a language.
Do the intro English. Next week in Spanish.
I think it's like a double entendre.
I'll just make up words.
Learn English first.
Yeah, probably. Probably good call. But it was fun. We got to hang out with all the rock stars. They were awesome. You know
Who was there again?
Seether, Hailstorm.
Nice.
Five Finger Death Punch, Avatar.
Avatar? The blue people were there?
No. Red Sun Rising.
How were they?
They are amazing. We became like best friends with them. Yeah. No joke. They slept over Mike's house when we got back.
What?
Yeah. We're like best friends with them.
Did you guys blow him?
How'd they all fit in his car bed? What does he have a car bed? What does he have
a van Jane bed? Leno has a garage of car beds.
He's got a van bed now.
He's got a limo car bed.
He's got a conversion van bed.
He's upgraded.
I got bunk beds in the spare bedroom.
Listen, guys, I got an RV bed. Get in.
I got a tour bus bed now.
Wow.
Yeah, but unfortunately, no drama happened. Biffle and Mike are friends now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they get along.
They buried the hatchet
for
vacation.
Yeah. And it went forward like they...
I didn't realize they really didn't like each other.
Oh, yeah, they... I mean, I guess it...
Why? Because you have a man and she doesn't?
No, God, no. She would never... she would never be
That's
like
a horrible thing to say. And by that theory, they would never be friends.
Yeah. I always have a boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
She's more. She's the whore in friendship.
Yes, I'm the whore.
No, but she didn't like the other one, did she?
No, she hasn't really liked any since, like, one from a long time ago.
That's my point.
But,
Did she attack any of the lead singers on the boat?
She did not.
Okay.
No, she was just having fun. She had known so many people on that boat that I made so many friends. Like, before we even docked, actually, when we were in Miami, we partied in Miami Sunday night, which was awesome. Miami's so much fun.
I bet.
And we just danced for, like, 6 hours straight. We didn't go to bed till like 4 o'clock in the morning. We had to be in the boat by like 8:30. It was so much fun. No drama at all. It was great. Well, there was a little bit between two of our friends, but
not with you.
No, no, nothing with us. Everybody was just so fucking happy.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was the best vacation I've ever been on.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was awesome. I've never been.
Yeah, but you've never really gone to that many vacations.
Not anything like that ever.
Well, she's been to Flint.
I have. I've been to Flint. I've been to Vegas.
How is that a vacation?
No, he's joking.
You have been to Flint?
Yeah, remember? Me and Kim took a road trip to Flint.
You took a road trip just to go to Flint?
Yeah, remember?
For what?
A Tropics game.
Were you thinking
to see Pop Evil.
At Flint, Michigan. In Flint, mm-hmm. You went to see a band like Pop Evil. You traveled to Flint, Michigan to see them?
Yes. We talked about this on the air.
Yeah, we did.
That year was the year that it was the number one murder capital of the world. It was like 4 or 5 years ago.
It was the Leadwater.
It was like
Flint,
4 years
Michigan.
Ago. Yeah, it was horrible.
No
it was
shit.
Scary.
No shit.
Me and Kim like thought we were going to die a couple times.
You don't go to Flint.
Another missed opportunity.
We went to go to the machine shop. The machine shop is in Flint, Michigan. It's a music venue.
I'm going to go to North Korea to watch Celine Dion. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, guys, let's go to Flint to see Pop Evil.
Pop Evil's good.
Not that fucking good.
Yeah, come on.
To go to Flint.
Kim was going to go by herself. She said, you want to come? I said, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Banging okay, now fire. I'm questioning Kim's intelligence.
She's friends
was
with
Was that
them.
Ever in question?
She's friends with them.
Okay, so just when they pop into town.
Okay, first of all, they don't at that point, they didn't really tour through Philly.
Okay,
and
but anywhere else on the East Coast where it's safer?
They're from Michigan.
So what?
She wants to surprise them in their
so
hometown.
So go to a nicer part of Michigan.
Well, they're from Grand Rapids, but that's like 3 hours away from Flint.
I'm sure they were happy.
You drove all the way to Flint.
Happy.
You drove or took a plane?
We drove.
What's the fucking difference? You already drove so far. What's another 3 fucking hours?
They weren't even playing in Grand Rapids.
Did you guys bring a it private up? Concert? She's friends with
It me. Was a surprise. It was a joke. Like, it was supposed to surprise them. They were, like, insanely surprised.
Mm. Oh, my God. They stopped the whole concert. Oh, my God. Ben
oh,
Paul.
My God. These two stalker cunts followed us all the way from Jersey.
They thought
oh
the cock block us.
No.
Nobody gives a shit.
Wingman. Mm-hmm. Oh my right. God, shut up. I'm not a groupie. Come on. Not.
Oh,
I've never had sex with anybody famous.
Okay, maybe not that famous, but famous, yes.
No, I've never.
Wrong.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying. Wrong. I'll tell you off the air in private.
Okay, because you know my sex life more than
you
I
told
do.
Me about it.
Not me.
No, but Eminem went the fuck you.
It was a long, long time ago, though. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. You're a fucking liar!
Oh, so, yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was
a
great
time. You had a good time.
Everybody bonded and everybody. It was a lot.
Does that mean you guys all fucked?
No.
Everybody bonded.
Big orgy?
No.
Scissoring going on?
No, but we did, me and Kim... God,
scissored.
We essentially had rooms with strangers. These two boys from
awesome.
How do you not start with this story?
I know. I feel like I had
now
to
we're getting somewhere.
So one guy was named Chris. He was from
hi Chris.
He was from South Carolina, and then there was another guy named Josh from Colorado.
I already don't like them.
And they were both awesome. They were like the best roommates ever.
Big penises.
And then Mike and Mike, they had roommates with other people, and they like
were they guys or girls?
They had unfortunately they had a couple. In
Why
room.
Wouldn't you just?
What the fuck
the
is
room?
Going on here? What How do you get paired this? With strangers? What kind of cruise is this?
Oh, because okay, first of all,
are you guys refugees.
Listen,
they're like the lower class, like the Titanic. They're all the way to the top.
No, listen, seriously. Me and Kim booked the trip way before Mike and Mike did.
Wait, but how do you get paired with another?
Because Kim went on the ship fills up really quickly.
CheapCruises.com.
No, no, and then she people look for cabin mates.
Are you serious? I didn't think that was an option. That's horrible.
The cabin Kim was supposed to. No, Kim was supposed to go with those group of girls.
Right, right.
But she couldn't commit when they needed her to.
Right.
So she said, I'm sorry, I can't. But then when Kim figured out she definitely wanted to go, she went on this cabin mate search.
You couldn't get a room just for you and her?
No. The cabins were all already taken by people.
So let me understand something. So you spent a cruise sleeping with strangers.
I only slept in the room twice.
I understand. I understand. Yeah. What I'm saying is
you got your
so you left her by herself in the room with two guys. So she got finger cuffed.
She didn't really sleep those days.
No.
She didn't sleep those days. She had people in 1,000 rooms.
What?
She had people all over the place.
Well, okay, so she's the whore.
No, she didn't have sex with like anybody. No, she did not. Why first 2 days was to like feel everybody up.
That's my point.
Feel everybody
up. What a whore.
She's not a whore. She didn't have sex with anybody.
Why not?
Because she's not a whore.
Whore slut bitch.
That's just the way it is.
Wow.
Sorry, man. You guys think that we're so much more salacious than we actually are.
Fucking, that's horseshit. Can you imagine getting on a cruise?
Well, no, Kim.
And you have to room with strangers?
Listen, Kim did, for next year, Kim already got her own cabin right now. That she can
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. After being raped for a week.
She wasn't raped.
I would do that too.
But the two guys
I caught
were
the
awesome.
Clap from some hippie broad I was fucking.
Oh my God. But they were awesome.
Oh my God.
That's what it was sounded like in her cabin when you were sleeping somewhere else.
No. They ended up hanging out with us the whole entire time. They became like our family.
Oh, really? They became like your family. Mm-hmm. I like how you get so fucking, extreme with the description.
You know me.
Yeah, we became our family.
We're like best friends.
Yeah, this is Uncle Josh from Colorado, and this is Fuckhead from South Carolina.
Next week, we're taking a road trip to Dirt Town, Colorado to see our new family.
Yeah.
Actually, they're always... Both of them text me almost every day planning things.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they
are. That'll fade away.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Wait, I can't wait for that text that comes in for you. It's a fucking cock shot.
Dumb bitch! Oh, my God.
I had a lot of fun.
You guys are so cynical. But, yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm trying to think of anything else that I could talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Let's try to find some other key details like that. Oh, we had to share showers with people, too.
The one guy, Josh, got so obliterated drunk that he locked himself in our bathroom and couldn't get out of it.
So they managed to find people with the same,
They give you an IQ test.
Let's put all the people under 60 IQ in that room. I can't get out. It's like that woman who locked herself in the car. I don't know how to get out.
He didn't eat the entire time we were on the ship. He just drank alcohol nonstop.
That's good.
He was crazy. He was so much fun, though. He was a lot of fun. But the first night, he locked himself in the bathroom, and he couldn't get out. He was stuck in there for two hours.
Would that be fun to you?
What be fun to me?
That's
fucking hilarious.
Fun?
Yeah, when I was 18, that's what we used to do.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We were all,
Now that I'm a grown fucking old man.
They were both grown-ups.
Sound like it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, someone gets so obliterated they can't get out of the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure.
What if I had to take a shit? I'd be really angry.
I would have shat on his bed. I would have wiped my ass with his pillow.
There's 1,000 bathrooms in the place.
Yeah, I'm gonna go shit in a random bathroom.
Yeah.
Yo, that boat must have smelled like a fucking old cunt.
Why?
There's a bunch of you dirty fucking people on there. That's why.
Nobody was
Luis
dirty.
Luis Gojay Gomez is on there. I rest my case. That shit was dirty.
He's not dirty.
I know. He's still Luis Gomez.
Yeah, he was fun. He looked like he was having a fucking blast.
Of course he was.
Sure he was.
And then one of his friends that he was with knew one of my friends. Another story that you guys don't care about. Okay.
That's great.
What a small world.
Nobody gives a shit.
It was a small world because she was from North Carolina and his friend was from New York.
Awesome. That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Here we're expecting something totally different.
Yeah,
I know. I think I think she took off last week to corroborate a story that she could tell on the air without letting out the
truth.
I
did not do that.
Listen, we can't let anybody know what really happened. They killed someone. They're just hiding it. It's like, I know what you did last time.
Mike still alive?
Yes, he is. I'm going to let you in a little secret.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
9 times out of 10, you guys are right. And I like when you guys are right. And because it makes me feel like you know me. So it makes me feel like we're family. But when I was listening to it and you guys were so wrong, I was so fucking happy. I was like.
No, we were just, it was wishful thinking. I mean,
but I was like,
it wasn't about
so wrong,
stating a fact.
And it's
it was
so
just,
fucking awesome.
I mean, listen, you said it yourself. 9 times out of 10, we're right.
9 times out of 10, you are right.
So, I mean, we just go with what's normal. Time. We go with what the norm is, and then there you go. It just happened to be that it wasn't.
I just think it's a sign. And
it's a what?
It's a sign, and I like it.
It's a sign of what?
It's a sign of things to come.
Oh, okay.
How's that a sign of things to come?
Because I feel like it's like you're going to start seeing a new me.
Oh, good. I don't know. I blacked out for a minute from boredom, and I don't even know what we're talking about.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I heard 9 times out of 10 this one. I'm like, what is she... What time were we, what is she talking about? I'm sorry, I just blacked out from boredom. I fell asleep for a minute. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right.
This is a sign of things.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I literally think I fell asleep for a minute.
She was saying when we talked about last week.
Back that up.
That we're so wrong. None of the stuff we talked about happened.
What are we, fucking fortune tellers? How do we know what happened on the boat? Did we talk about what we thought happened?
Yeah,
on the
remember
boat?
We were saying
Mike
we were,
fell
yeah.
off or jumped off.
Yeah, we said they broke up because she fucked Lewis.
Are you? And you took that? We were joking.
Yeah, I mean,
I knew that you were joking. I wasn't more obviously that
listen,
part.
We were trying to find something to. Fill the air, you know, like it wasn't like we came here unprepared, fresh out of a fucking blizzard. We were just yo, we got to talk about something.
Yeah.
And I don't think the snow would have carried 2 hours of the program.
I would hope not.
So, I mean, it was just like, let's just go for it. You know,
I'm having a personal victory. That's all.
Good for you.
You gotta take whatever.
I'm very proud of myself. Listen, Chris, there are far few between. Let me have this boring moment.
Besides, you can have it.
No one was trying
I'll
to
sleep through the next one too.
Oh, but yeah. So sorry.
Did you ever
guys.
Get the feeling that Chris just doesn't give a shit?
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
That's right.
So yeah, that's it.
And what'd you do last week that you couldn't make it to the show?
I had to do Ward a work Leaves. Thing.
Yeah, what?
Ward I had to do a work thing.
That was a work thing?
Dude, I apologize because I knew a couple days in advance.
You were breaking
and
your balls.
I totally fucking forgot to tell you, and I felt really bad.
Once again, we had nothing to fucking talk about.
But I have to tell you something. The Nugget shit was, I was on the fucking floor.
I forgot about that. What was it again?
All about the Nuggets?
No, but how did we get on Nuggets?
I was like, oh, that Nugget again.
Oh, that old Nugget.
And it just spiraled out of control. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop
fucking
for
my Nuggets.
Yes. I was fucking dying. It reminded me of that time, remember?
My Nuggets.
Remember way back when we were like making up names for Marco's wrap up.
Fuck!
Marco's wrap up.
Hold on, wrap up.
Sorry, I'm having a stroke.
Hold on a second. Time out. Try it again.
Okay. Remember a long time ago when we made up names for Marco and his rap name from his like one selfie thing that
he
did?
Oh, yeah. The one where I put French fries in his hand.
Yeah.
I forget what it was.
We came up with so many. I think one of them was
MC Ham.
Like, and we were like, strictly for my pizzas and stuff like that. It was a lot of different stuff, and I couldn't remember any of them, but it reminded me of that.
Something with fries had to do with Jay-Z.
Jay Zeedy, I remember.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Pharaoh Munch.
Dude, Dude, I remember
I forgot that one.
We did it for like 45
we
minutes.
Really, we literally did almost the entire show.
The Snoop hot dog.
It was, we have to go back to that show and find it because that was so funny. So the nugget thing reminded me of it. It was really fucking funny. I was dying.
Oh, that's it. It was all fries on me.
Yeah.
Morgan, you ever stop, look back in the past, and be like, "Wow, I'm so douchey." I get it.
Sometimes, yeah, I do. I'm not gonna lie to
you. You know what's funny? Like, if I see pictures of like high school and like, you know, right after high school and seeing certain things that I was either a part of or wearing. We're doing. Sometimes I'll be like, I'll cringe on my own self. Yeah, like, oh, what was I thinking wearing that fucking thing? That's awful.
That's a majority of my life.
Your mirror just says that to you.
Yeah,
every morning.
It's just like, you'll do better because you have to. I'm like, gotcha.
It's all up from here.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's just, it's funny because like sometimes you see pictures and stuff and you're just like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yep. But at the time, though, that was like...
Like, my favorite... I don't care what anybody says. When it comes to Marco, the funniest fucking thing he's ever done was when he had the Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation hat.
Do you still have it?
Like, no. It was awesome. It was awesome. No, it wasn't. But it was... That's where it was taken from.
Yeah, it was the...
It was a style inspired from that hat in Rhythm Nation, except it said fresh.
You sound like an unbelievable
dude. Oh my
god, douche.
I have a hat that says fresh.
You do? But it has the metal plate?
No, mine is spray painted on it.
No, this is... This.
Which is not much better.
No. Would you do that in the science class?
I bought it! So sad.
Technology class. I painted an X on my hat.
I got
hat.
It done on the Wildwood Boardwalk.
No, but he had that hat on. He was like cruising down the hallways of high school, and you could see him a mile away because the light would reflect
I
off
bet.
Of the hat. And it's just the funniest
Did
fucking
Did anyone
thing.
Else wear that? Or were you the
I
only
don't remember
one?
That. I don't remember that far back.
See, I was more of like the...
Bob Scarred.
No, well, no. I was like, this is fucking great. Nobody had one. He was the first. He was the first. And then, like, about a month later, you start seeing more pop up. And then, like, they gave it up because I think they realized it was douchey. But, like, the fucked up thing that I did was I found that
medallion.
Africa medallion, and I cut it all up and made the Italy boot. And I walked around high school with it. And, yo, people were, like, mad at me for that. I was getting shit on a lot.
What?
Like, the brothers wanted to cut me in pieces.
Speaking of high school, I just saw the physical poem that you wrote.
Yeah, I know. I got the he sent me the text message.
Oh, you did it? Okay. Yeah. I actually brought it out to me. This is the physical, actual.
Well, it's
copy. It's a copy of the
book. Well, no, it's I typed up three separate copies. Right. He's got one.
That's crazy.
I have the other two.
That is nuts.
I know.
What poem?
He wrote a poem that
got me suspended.
Yeah,
almost
it got everybody suspended. Isn't
got
it?
Me. Yeah, got everybody.
Can
suspended.
Can we read it?
You know what? I'd rather clean it up first.
Okay.
I mean, from what I've heard about it, don't you kind of have to know the people in order to make it work? The people you made fun of.
Oh, it's like inside jokes.
Well, it's one. It's made fun of an English teacher. The people that were named in it were my friends in the class that also got a hard time from this teacher.
Okay.
So they were included in the poem. The whole thing was, long story short, we had a homework assignment due. This was for College Prep English 3. And we had a homework assignment due. And I had told her in the beginning of the class that I didn't finish mine. And she said, okay. The whole point of this was because she said that when it was due, she was going to go around the room, have everyone read their, you know, and we were all supposed to pick a style of poem. Some people picked a haiku.
Yeah, somebody, like a sonnet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So I told her I wasn't finished with mine. And she said, okay, no problem. That was with the intention of don't call on me because I don't have anything really to read. I have an unfinished project.
Right.
She knew this. She called on me anyway. And not only did she call on me, she waited for the opportune time to do it.
The first person?
Well, no, like the third person.
Oh.
Like she kind of like had me feeling I was in the clear. The problem with this woman was she hates men. She hates men because her husband cheated on her and left her.
Oh.
So she has, and you could tell by the way she treats guys in class. She couldn't stand them. She'd give them a hard time. She was all about girl power. She hated men. And I guess I can understand where she's coming from. She had a kid
you know, a young child at the time, and she probably, you know, whatever, she was probably crushed. But it didn't help the fact that she was an ugly coos. So, you know, that's probably why he left her in the first place, because her appearance was disgusting. She used to wear overalls.
Oh, shit.
That were like three sizes too big.
They weren't cross collars.
No, they weren't the in-style overalls. Oshkosh. They were the, I'm about to paint the bedroom.
Were they corduroy?
Sometimes. She had like a corduroy overall with a turtleneck on underneath. Her hair looked like it was fried spaghetti,
oh.
And she had the Jewiest face I've ever seen on a woman. Like, she makes Larry David look Christian. like that's how bad she was.
Fuck.
She was like the female Saul Rosenberg.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, anyway, so she made me feel like I was in the clear, because she didn't call me the first two people. She called on me the third time, and I had explained to her, I came to you in the beginning of the class in private to let you know that I did not have my assignment done. And she's like, I don't care. And I was like, so what do you want me to do? She's like, well, I want you to read your finished assignment. I'm like, whoa, you're not understanding me. I only have two lines. It's not complete. She's like, yeah, well, I want you to finish it right here, right now. I was like,
You want to freestyle.
You want, yeah.
Jay-Z?
Marco Beatbox. Yeah, like, I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, are you kidding me? I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, I can't. I'll read you the two lines I have, and then that's it. I read the two lines, and she's like, go on. I was like, what do you mean, go on? It's not done yet. Like, what are you?
Oh, geez.
Where's the communication problem here? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm showing her the paper. I'm like, this is all I got. Right? She was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to give you a zero for this assignment. I'm like, you said, because I asked her, can I give it to you tomorrow? Can I, you know, and she said, yeah. But wow. She didn't say anything about any repercussions or consequences about me not having it that day. I thought we had a mutual, you know, understanding. And I didn't give her as much shit as the other guys who I'm friends with that I mentioned in the poem. They were ball breakers. They used to give her a hard time all the time, and she always used to, like, yell at them. Mm-hmm. I was the least out of all of them that got yelled at.
You were probably just, like, guilty by association.
That night I went home, and I had an epiphany. I was like, I'm going to write a poem about this bitch.
Instead You're a filthy woman.
Basically, yeah. Just made it really long and really nasty.
Did you give it to her?
No, I didn't give it to
then
her.
Then how'd she find out about it?
I showed the circle of people, the guys that I wrote it about, you know, along with, meaning like they were included in it, mm-hmm. and they thought it was hilarious. So it was Masso. Mm-hmm. He said, I want to make a copy. Can I make a copy? I was like, okay. I thought he was going to make a copy.
He made a bunch.
He made like 500 copies.
There was, let me tell you something. There was a buzz that day in the hallway.
They wallpapered the school.
Everybody was just, you heard it. You heard like laughing. You heard, oh my God. And I'm like, what the fuck?
3 days. It took 3 days. This happened on a Wednesday. By Friday is when she found out.
Wow.
And you know how she found out? I had her. She was my last class of the day, eighth period. I was in her class. This dumb bitch black girl that sits in the front of the class was reading it on her desk, starts laughing while she's teaching. And she came over and took the paper without reading it. She took the paper because she was continuing to read the lesson and put it on her desk. And I'm sitting there, and at that point, I'm shitting bricks because I already
just, like,
know.
Run up there and grab it.
I already know what she was reading. I didn't even have to look at it. I knew what she was reading because it was all over the place.
Did you sign it? Was your name
all
on
of
it?
Our names were on it. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be printed. It wasn't meant to be, like, you know, issued. It was a private, you know, I didn't know all these copies were made. I was like, what the fuck? And I was telling what's his face. I said, you better go and get all those fucking copies back.
He made so many.
I know.
He made way too many.
And the worst part was, is other people made more.
Yeah.
So,
oh my
Chris,
God.
I swear to God, it was just a sea of everybody laughing and had it.
Like, it was the kind of thing where you can even find some on the floor in the hallway.
Wow. It was just like a movie. Just
I
like
was
you
just
would
like, oh my God. Listen, man, I was stupid. I wasn't thinking long term, like looking down the road. Like, I was just, you know, this was like an inside joke for me and my friends, and I knew they would appreciate it. And they did. They thought it was hilarious. They wanted copies, and I made three because I did these all on a typewriter. I didn't have a copy machine at home.
Right.
I didn't have one of those old printers that we have now. I had a typewriter. So I typed up three, and I had to type one more. I just didn't want to because I wanted to go to bed. I was exhausted. And I told the one guy, I said, I'll give you a copy, you know, next week. Well, I didn't have to. He got plenty. He got enough to wallpaper his locker with, apparently. Damn. So anyway, by the time there was literally like minutes left before the bell rung, the final bell rung for the class, and she had just sat down at her desk because we were supposed to read something, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. She didn't look at the paper right away, and I'm watching her the whole time like this, wide-eyed. I'm like, oh my God, please don't read it. Please don't read it. Please don't read it. I'm hoping she gets up because I was going to run up and grab it and run.
Hell yeah.
I didn't care, you know? Well, right when I was just thinking, oh my God, I think I'm in the clear, she turns, she like looks over, sees the paper, pulls it in front of her, and she's reading it. And her face starts to go white, like blank. And I'm like, I'm fucked. And the bell rings, and I was the closest one to the door. Boom, gone. I was out. Monday morning, I knew I was going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Nobody called. Monday morning, I show up a half an hour early for school because I'm trying to feel around, yeah, seeing
like
what's going
on.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's going on. Maybe I can get out of here, you know, whatever. As soon as I walk in the front fucking door, no bullshit, my name is called on the PA. There's like 20 students total in the school at this point. And I'm like they fucking knew. Like they had a drone over my head. He's here. So I'm like, God damn
it. What did it say that was so bad?
Oh, I called her a cunt, a whore, you know, like.
Did you reference the fact that her husband had left her?
No, I never never entered. I never got to that point.
No, it didn't get that personal.
Okay.
No, like, what am I, a monster?
He took everybody down with him.
See, again, you're an asshole. I didn't take anyone down with
that. That's how they tell it. That's how they tell it to me.
My original,
they're stupid.
I had nothing to do with it.
My original question was, how did she know you wrote it?
Yeah.
Because I wrote it in my point of view.
Okay, but you didn't sign it. You included other people's names.
Yes.
But how did they specifically know it was
you? She called, she had the principal, the vice principal call all of us to find out who.
Oh, so somebody ratted you out?
No. No, she had the names on the poem. She sent the poem to the office. They said, well, take care of it from here.
Mm-hmm.
They see the four names on there. One of them is mine.
Mm-hmm.
They know those are the four suspects.
Right.
This is what they hate. They hate the other three more than they hate me because they get in trouble all the time. I rarely get in trouble. So they're thinking this must be some sort of mistake. It's got to be one of these three. So they want to talk to me first to see if I spill the beans. And I'm like, there's nothing to spill. You don't even have to call them. It's me. But they called them anyway because their names were on it. And from what I understand, she wanted everyone to get in trouble. She wanted me out of the school completely. Like she went to like the superintendent to get me out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was really fucked up because my dad had to come. There was like a conference with him. I think he made him an offer they couldn't refuse.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Let my boy, you're back.
So what happened to you?
I got suspended.
For how long?
A week.
Wow, that's a long time.
It was, no one's ever been suspended for a week. There,
really?
Three or 4 days was the max ever. They gave me an entire week.
Did they give the other boys a week too?
Yeah, I think they suspended two out of the other three for a day. And I think the other one had like detention or something like that. I forget. But I begged and pleaded. I'm like, and their parents were pissed off. And I'm like, I was telling them the whole time, they have nothing to do with it. They had nothing. You could tell. And as I read it back to them, I'm like, see how it's in my point of view?
Right.
At one moment.
I, Fabio, think this teacher's a cunt.
No, I mean, it wasn't that blatant, but like, at one point, I referred to myself in the third person when I was naming all of us. It was the ending of the poem.
Okay.
And it named all of us in the same sentence. So I had referenced my name along with the other three. But when I was, each guy had their own piece of the poem, just describing how this woman hates this specific guy.
Okay.
And that's how it went on.
Huh.
So.
Did you end up going back in her class?
No. I was not allowed back in her class. I had to take a night class to make up that course.
That's right.
Yeah. I was not. It was.
Were the other boys not allowed to take the class either?
No, they were allowed.
Oh, okay.
They were allowed.
So you did get the brunt of it.
No, I mean, I don't know why they think I try to take them down. They're idiots.
No, they don't. Wow.
I mean, I mean,
they don't understand why they were suspended.
Well, they should have just been like, Fabio wrote it, and we're
listen, in it. I understand where they're coming from, and I agree, but at the same time, they're their own worst enemy. They were the ones that used to get fucking in trouble all the time in our class.
They were bad.
For instance, our one friend Brian, okay, at the time, he used to be a rail. I don't know what happened. He's fat. Okay. He used to be. Down. He was a dead ringer for Snow, the rapper.
He's
probably listening on the treadmill right now.
I don't care.
That's great.
I love Brian. He knows that.
Yeah.
But he comes in from gym, okay, wearing an Atlanta Hawks parka, the starter.
Yeah.
Okay, the line, the starter line. Right. Popular. It was all black. It was a nice parka. Had the big hawk on the back. It said Hawks in the front. Cool. Zipped up. Right. But he's got like six inches zipped down. He's not wearing any shirt underneath. His bright white, almost clear bird chest is hanging out. And this lady's like, Brian, where's your shirt? He's like, I just got out of gym. Like he's talking to her like she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's how he drove her nuts. And she goes, put a shirt on. And he goes, he unzips like halfway down. He goes, what, you don't like my body, Miss B? And she's like, go to the office. Like, and he got sent to the office. So it's like,
this pasty white seat.
Yeah, like, listen.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Our friend D was the one that didn't get suspended because he really was not, you know.
Right, right.
He was happy to be part of it.
Sure.
But at the same time, he really had no intent. So he's the one I think got detention.
Yeah.
And that was it. One day's detention. Yeah. The other two, Brian and Mike, they got suspended too. Yeah. I think they only got suspended a day or two though.
I don't think it wasn't
as long as me. I know that. But, you know, they did it to themselves. I mean, and remember Mike. Mike would always fucking, he knew he got under her skin. So every time he talked to her, he had the same crazy smile.
And he's like, I'm going to say something.
He was antagonizing her. Yeah. He would antagonize her.
One eye would look
her.
This way, one eye would look that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
It was just. Oh, and then there was the other guy. I forgot. Mike. There was Mike, Tom. Tom was the other one.
Tom.
Yeah. But Mike was like crazy. He knew he got under her skin and he fucking, he like laid into her. So, you know, I got pissed off at her for that one thing. Other than that, me and her were okay. I mean, you could tell she didn't like me, which is fine. I don't give a shit.
Can't see why not.
Right. Exactly. How am I not like a
charmer?
Right. But, you know, she really had it out for me that day. And when she did that, I was like, I lost total respect for her. I was like, that's it.
Yeah, I feel
like,
you on that.
I was like, I got to let out this frustration, you know, and I can't beast fuck her, you know, because she's disgusting and it would be rape. But
yeah.
We were still talking about it because when he graduated the following year, they were still talking.
You know, my
about
brother is 6 years younger than me, and when he got to high school and they saw his last name, they all referenced the poem. Are you related to Fabio? And he's like, yeah. he actually got her class.
No.
Yeah.
How was she to him?
I think he transferred to another teacher.
Yeah, he was like, fuck this.
Yeah. I think. Didn't she make her cry?
Didn't she cry?
Yeah, she was bawling her eyes out.
She was, wait, in class?
Yes.
Yeah, when she was reading it, right?
Yeah, when she was reading it, I left that part out. When you said it, it triggered that memory. I tried to block that out.
So she was reading it, and
she
started bawling, and you just hauled ass out of it.
As soon as the bell rang, boom, pew, comes going.
God, she just cried. It was like the cartoon.
You got to enjoy your last minutes of freedom.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to read this poem.
I'll bring it in for you. I have it. I have it.
Definitely want to read
it. I have
this.
Two copies of it, so I'll bring it in for you.
It sounds insane.
I read it a couple of weeks ago.
Actually, I have it on my phone. I'll show you to you after the show.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's
gotta watch. You want to say names and stuff?
No,
that's what he meant by cleaning it up.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna read it. I'll just have you. You know,
all right.
The story itself is better than the actual. The poem. You read the poem now, you think a fucking retard wrote it. Honest to God, it's like no wonder why I was flunking that class. I'm stupid. You know, I deserve to be kicked out of there. I should have been in retard English.
I can't believe you were in college prepping.
Like. Hey, I didn't. You know, hey, I was just as shocked as you were that I got past it. Yeah, because remember it says CP3.
Yeah, I know.
We were called the CP3 bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That was the title of the poem.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still talk about it for years.
I know.
He was known in high school for writing poems.
Right. while you were dating black chicks, I was writing poems.
I was known in high school for dating black chicks.
Marco was known in high school for dating black chicks and writing rhymes.
Oh my God.
Took my shit right out of context. That's great.
It's awesome.
Oh God.
Fucking hilarious.
I was known in high school for dating black chicks.
That's ridiculous.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
No.
Don't forget to go to ridecast.com/jerseyjerks and give us some of your money.
Donate.
Donate some ducats.
And all that other shit.
And all that other good stuff.
Biatch.
Biatch. What? What is up? So we were outside. We were talking about O.J. Simpson's TV show, The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
It just started on Tuesday on FX, right?
Yeah,
so it's FX, so it's a good show because FX rarely puts out bad shows.
I don't think they've ever put out a bad show.
No, I don't think so either. I think I've liked every single show that I've ever watched.
I don't think I've ever hated anything on their network. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to hate Baskets.
I have Baskets, no interest in watching it.
Dude, I don't even understand.
Although
I
have it looks to say, so weird.
Although I have to say, I just saw a commercial where Louis Anderson plays his mother, and I left my ass off.
Because
he's actually in a wig and a dress.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And I'm like, that looks like Louis Anderson. I'm like, that sounds like Louis Anderson. That's Louis Anderson.
Yeah. It's going to be weird.
He's a weird dude, though.
Yeah, he really is. Galifianakis. He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, unless you lived under a rock for the rest of the past, like, 20 years?
Yeah.
20 years?
More than that now.
O.J. Simpson, obviously.
Killed 2 people.
Killed 2 people.
Yeah. Possibly more.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So now they have this mini series on
I would love to.
On FX. That's amazing. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is...
He's amazing.
He's a great portrayal of O.J. so far.
It's what's amazing about the show is you know how it ends, but you're still on the edge of your seat watching.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Because you're like hoping you're going to like see some inside stuff that you've never seen
which
before.
Which I kind of feel like I did a little bit.
I feel like I did.
I mean, the way the media portrayed everything when it happened, it was they kind of left it up in the air for the most part. There was no bias on whether he was guilty or innocent. It was just here are the facts. There's 2 people dead. He's a suspect. He's got a cut. They found blood on his car, his truck. They found blood, whatever, you know. And it's like, all right, it sounds like he may have done it. And then the more and more you hear the case, you're like, yeah, this motherfucker did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when they showed the first episode, which is the only thing they aired so far, I mean, they kind of, I feel like they're pointing in that direction that he did do it.
I feel like they definitely are.
Yeah.
I didn't see it that way, but, you know.
I mean, they're not painting him in a very positive
light. No, not at all.
No, they're making it really look like.
I mean, they could be leaning that way, I guess. But
I don't know about it being a could. I think they are.
I didn't see it like that.
I mean, the way he answered those questions.
Well, that's that too. The, you know. Remember that what were we talking about? When your wife died.
Yeah.
He didn't ask how.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. What do you mean? You don't ask how?
Right. Yeah. I'll be. And he says I'll be out in the first flight in the morning. Yeah. Morning.
Like, why?
Right, I'd be going to the airport and trying to find a red eye.
It's not like the cop who called him said your wife was murdered. Yeah. He said your wife was killed.
Right.
You would think car accident. Right. You would think that, anything except a murder.
And that's what I mean by they're leaning towards that he
did.
Right.
And another part too is when they're like all in the house and the one kid is leaving a message for her mother. And it's like OJ didn't even tell his kids yet that their mom's dead.
Well,
that's a tough thing.
That's not leaning towards his guilt.
No,
that's just leaning towards he's a bad father.
I don't know. I
figures
like
Mark would be standing up that way.
What is that?
He's defending OJ. He's a good father.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
I think. Yeah, but I think in that though, there. But the fact that he didn't leave right away to be with his kids and stuff too.
Well, I mean, that phone call, I mean, that's you can easily take that out of context. I mean, that phone call, wasn't that before he even made it back?
Yeah, it was before he made it back, but it was the next day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to paint. You don't know the exact timeline of when that phone call happened, so you can't really put an ironclad, you know, answer to, you know, why didn't he handle it.
Right, but I think it still goes into the fact that, okay, I'll be on the first flight out in the morning.
Yeah, but we don't know that if he talked, like, where were the kids? Was it his mother?
Yeah, but I'm not saying he should have told them over the phone or
anything.
What I'm saying is,
where were the kids? Was that his mother's house?
No, it was Goldman's.
Okay. So.
Not the Goldman's house.
So the real thing isn't, you know, he didn't call his kids. The real thing is he didn't contact the Goldman's to say, hey, I'll be back as soon as I can. I'm trying to get the next flight out.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell the kids anything until I get there.
Yeah.
That's something that they should paint a line because that's up in the air. You know,
that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah. Because I thought it was bizarre.
If it was my ex-in-laws or watching my kids, I would call them immediately, like horrified, crying, be like, what happened? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that would be your instinct is to be like, you know, what happened? I'm coming home as soon as I can. As soon as I get a flight out of here, mm-hmm. I'll be there. You know, I'll be coming straight to your house. You know,
yeah.
So, but in
the to take care of you,
yeah. Finish the job,
kill your whole whore of a family.
Yeah.
But wait, now I'm remembering something wrong. When the cop is going through the house once he gets to there and he's going through the house after the bodies are in the backyard, aren't the kids sleeping in the bedrooms?
No. There's nobody at his house.
I'm going to have to rewatch.
There's nobody at OJ's house except for.
Not at OJ's house, at Nicole Brown Simpson's house.
I mean, yeah, there's nobody at Nicole Brown Simpson's house.
They were with her. They were with her parents, I think.
No, they showed the cops going through the house and they saw two kids.
Kids in the beds.
Yeah.
They were? I missed that.
Yeah.
And somebody even said, where are the kids? And they were at some sort of police station type thing.
Yeah.
Huh. I missed that. I got to watch
it. She had candles lit.
She was going to get it in with her kids asleep, yes.
Yeah, okay.
She's the first single mother to fuck with her kids in the next
room.
It
doesn't make her a bad guy.
Doesn't make her a bad guy.
You're a bad guy.
Thank God your kids died.
They're pussies, OJ.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Forever.
Except that was a different kind of juice coming out for the past 3 months.
Ew.
The people versus Missy's vagina.
Sorry.
If the people have to go near it, they lost.
Hey. If the condom don't fit, you must quit.
God.
So what, is Cato living in your asshole?
No. Cato's an idiot.
Yeah, more than one reason.
Your soulmate.
That's funny.
No, he's so dumb. And if he's that dumb in real life, I mean, I don't remember a
Missy,
lot.
You're not that different from
I'm
Theta.
Not. He was super stupid.
But he was also stoned out of his fucking mind, so he has a legitimate excuse.
Yeah, they did say, like, were you
you're
on
just
something?
Stupid. Like, when he was in the courtroom saying, I plead the fifth, basically.
And Marge Clark
that,
was like,
I immediately thought of you. I'm like, this is like, I'm watching Missy,
I
but it's a dude.
I would never do that.
I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment
yeah, like,
rights.
Great Lakes.
Salt Lake.
Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Dumb twat.
Oh, fuck.
He was reading a paper that a lawyer gave to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that he thought that up. Be like, I don't know what to say.
And he had to keep reading it, too, which I thought was weird. Like, he couldn't remember it the first time.
Well, I mean, he didn't want to, like, go into a stuttering, you know, like you would do.
How is he an actor? He can't remember a sentence.
Yeah. I'm here for the role of the silent, of the mime.
That's why he lived in OJ's garage or whatever the fuck that
guest
was.
House.
Guest he lived house. In OJ's treehouse.
He lived in OJ's guest house.
I'm not, like, an official person or whatever. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's, like, something you would say, except you wouldn't be stoned. That's you real in real life.
I would
life.
Never do that.
I'm not, like, an official person here. Yes. I'm not officially a person here.
Oh, my God.
I'm retarded.
He might be your dad.
No. He's not. He's young.
They're the same age.
That's true.
Yeah, I think they're both, like, 52. Yeah.
I'm not 52.
Look it.
Yeah, man. But I'm pretty drawn into this show, man.
Oh yeah.
We've been talking about it for months. They've been showing a promo for months.
That goddamn.
And it's like, man, I can't wait for this fucking thing to come out. And finally, it's like, what?
And it didn't disappoint.
Is this
not
the,
at all.
Is this the first
American
TV movie?
Crime Story?
No, is it just the first TV movie on OJ? Was there anything else made?
I feel like
I don't
was.
Think of this extent. I don't think.
I think it was like some Lifetime. Bullshit.
They had document. Yeah. I think there was documentaries. Like 30 for 30 had one. It was the documentary is called June 17th, 1994. That was the day of the Bronco chase.
Okay.
And it showed that whole documentary was the Bronco chase, but they showed other things that happened that day. I think Mandela was freed that day or something like that. It was all kinds of shit that happened on that day that related to, you know, the day of OJ's, you know, running
Bronco chase.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think there was an actual movie done. I think it was the first one. And I heard that this is a series. Not that this will continue on for
but
seasons.
But they'll do different, like, murders.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like American Crime Story, if you notice, it's at the very bottom. I think they're going to keep doing series of, like, kind of like what they do with American Horror Story.
That's awesome.
Which I think is a great idea because there's tons of people you can do shows about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Pat, like, from long time ago up until more recent, you know, I heard one of the rumors was they were going to do the,
Charles Manson?
No, what the hell's his name? Beretta.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was on Money Train, too. What the fuck?
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Money Train, right? Yeah. He had his own show in the 70s called Beretta. I forgot his name, but he did that shit. He killed his wife.
He got away with that one, too.
He didn't get away with it.
No, he's in jail?
Yeah, he got fucking...
I thought he got away with it.
I don't think so. No, I think he got hammered for that. It was only a few years after OJ. I'm pretty sure he got nailed for that. Because I don't think he's done anything since, except for being in jail. I could be wrong. I don't know. I thought he got nailed for that. I figured because I said, well, you know, they wrongfully let OJ go. They're probably going to hang this guy.
You got a do-over.
You know, I always looked at Travolta as a pretty good actor. Like, nothing crazy. Like, he's good, you know? He's so fucking good in this show.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He is so fucking good in
this
show.
Have you ever seen the show? Have you ever seen the movie where he portrays a Clinton-type person?
Primary Colors?
Yeah. He's supposed to be like Bill Clinton, basically.
Okay.
Phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Sounds like him. But I don't think they actually used Bill Clinton. They used, like, another name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was exactly his story, though. It was just like his presidency. And his wife was looked similar to that ugly
a bull
pig.
Dyke.
Yeah. Right. The bull dyke. But, yeah, he was really good in that, too. There's these roles that he does once in a blue moon where he actually isn't himself, like he is in all movies. where it's like, wow, he actually can act. He does have a little range. He doesn't show it much.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I saw a movie with him and De Niro. It wasn't that good, but it wasn't the worst thing I've seen where he is after De Niro.
Oh, that's awful.
See,
that movie's awful.
I didn't. I watched the whole thing.
So did I. It's terrible.
But I thought he did a really good job portraying a Russian.
I agree.
He didn't seem like a Travolta.
Yes. He was good in that movie, but that movie was just god awful.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, it was kind of like the Tommy Lee Jones did a movie like that years earlier with Benicio del Toro called Hunted, I think, or something like that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good movie. This was like a shoddy remake of it almost, you know? Mm-hmm. It just was so...
I mean, listen,
I've seen way worse movies than that.
I agree. It just, with De Niro and Travolta, I was just expecting it to be a better movie, and it was just horrible.
It wasn't, I know.
Robert Blake. Yes.
Robert Blake, thank you.
And he was acquitted.
He was acquitted, okay. I didn't do it. Well... Yeah, I think they're going to do like a bunch of them. I hope so, because I'm already like enamored by this one.
Yeah.
I don't see how anyone's going to top this one, though.
No, this is definitely the one you lead off with.
Yeah.
They already did a Charles Manson series on NBC this past season, year.
Oh, the one with Californication, what's his name?
Yeah, Duchovny.
I watched it.
I couldn't get into it. I tried. Yeah. I watched the first six episodes. I'm like, I'm done. My girlfriend loved it, and I was like, yeah, it's boring.
I liked it, but it wasn't all about Manson.
It was so boring.
It was like... It wasn't just about him.
Yeah. It was not, I don't know, I just couldn't hang with it.
Yeah, it was all right. I watched it.
They should do something about the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That movie, The Zodiac, was a great fucking movie. And I would love to see, like, something like that as a TV series, considering they never caught the fucking guy.
I would actually like to see the Michael Vick story next. I think that would be a really good idea,
although I have to say, I don't think it'll be as... dramatic.
No, definitely not. But
I don't know if they could do a whole season of that. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
So it's the OJ case.
Well, yeah, but the difference is he got acquitted.
Well, the OJ.
And there was so much drama in the middle.
What's that?
There was so much drama going on with the OJ case.
That's the stuff I like about this series is that there's a lot of shit going on behind the cameras, you know, with the whole, you know, whatever. Like, I can't wait for next week. So I love that they're asking people, you know, their opinions on Marcia Clark.
Yeah.
And the one, she seems like kind of a bitch. Well, yeah, she is kind of a bitch. If you see how she is with her fucking kids. Like, really? Take the puzzle pieces out of the series, you fucking cunt. You know, let him sit there and soak in the milk, you fucking idiot? Like, what's wrong with you? She seems like a bad parent. And it's also funny because you even hear during her divorce proceedings, where she's like, I've done this before. I'm like, there's a shocker. I'm surprised no one wrote a poem about her.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, man, I'm digging this show. Great casting. Great casting.
Yeah.
Great casting.
Johnny Cochran. What's his name? Courtney B. Vance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's very good in it.
Yeah. The guy they got from Mark Furman, the dude from Rescue Me.
He mentioned that. I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
Is that him?
It's, what's his name? Mike, was it Mike?
Mike.
There was two Mike. No, I'm thinking, I'm sorry. No, I was wrong. No, they had the dumb guy and then they had the black one. And he was somebody else. I forgot his name.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, maybe he was Mike. Maybe he was Mike. I don't remember. White Mike, black Mike. I don't know, whatever. But
man,
I like that they kind of recycle some of the FX actors and actresses in there. Like the chick, Marsha Clark's from American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pretty good, man. I like it.
Yeah, it's very well done.
It's kind of funny to see David Schwimmer, though, in something like this. I can't take the guy serious.
Yeah.
He's just like a... Even in this, he's depressing. You notice that? Mm-hmm. He's depressing.
I'm surprised he didn't talk OJ into killing himself.
Yeah, right?
Juice.
Do it. Pull the trigger. Marcel.
I feel like they're making that character
a different monkey.
I feel like they're making Robert Kardashian's character look likable or something, though. I do.
I don't think he was an unlikable guy.
I didn't realize that.
The rest of the family's unlikable. Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I was like, wow, he seems
prayed
like a really-
for cancer.
Yeah, I don't think he had a. I don't think he did a video with a black cock up his ass.
Who would have thought the first black cock in her bed was
OJ's? And they also made his ex-wife, the mom Kardashian, they made her look a lot better than she really looks in real life. She's beastly.
That was, what's her name, too?
Who
was
Selma Blair.
Yeah, she's good, isn't her.
Yeah. You know, the chick that played Travolta's wife, that's Cheryl Ladd, one of the original Charlie's Angels.
That's Cheryl Ladd?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, I knew she looked
She still good. Looks fucking good for her age.
Wow.
Yep. And then the Fast and the Furious chick plays the sister, which I thought she looks just like the sister, the Nicole Brown sister.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks just like her. I looked up the original one because I'm like, wow, she kind of does look like her from my memory. Yeah. And when I looked online, I was like, wow, they nailed that one.
Which one was Nicole Brown's sister?
The dark, the chick from the Fast and the Furious movies, the one that goes out with Paul Walker in the movie.
Oh, Jordana Brewster.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, then. Who is the person that Chris is talking to at the funeral?
That's Resnick. Yeah, Faye Resnick.
Okay, because I couldn't figure that out. Who's that supposed to be?
Her husband has a big role in the trial, or does she have a big role in the trial?
I think she
testified saying that, you know, like the horrible relationship that they had or something like that.
Yeah, because I couldn't. I'm like, all right, I guess they're going to build up to this because I had no idea who she was. Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. Mm. I feel like it's going to be really dramatic. And
I wonder how it's going to end. Would it be great if at the end of it, they find him guilty? Kind of like Inglourious Basterds where they kill Hitler. What a great twist. Somebody should do that. Every year, take something that happened in history and then change the outcome of it. Right.
That's awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. My God.
Didn't they do that with a TV show where they made like the Nazis take over America? Isn't there a TV show out there?
Yeah, there is on Amazon. I forgot what it's called. It's a new series that people are raving about it.
Yeah, and the Times Square's got all the Nazis.
Yeah, there's stuff. The promo. They had to take it down apparently because a lot of people were pissed off.
But yeah,
the Statue of Liberty was cloaked in a Nazi flag.
Oh my
Holy
God.
Shit! Yeah.
The Nazi armband with around her arm when she's holding up the torch. Yeah. It looks really good. It looks really good. Yeah, I haven't checked. I have Amazon Prime too, so I can watch it.
It's about like the underground fighters trying to get.
Basically, it's like this militia that's getting banding together to try to fight. You know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking at that point, you're done. if the Nazis made it to the United States, I think you're pretty much done at that point. You know,
just follow suit. Put that hand up in the air.
Right. Like I want to see them do a show where Kennedy survives, like they missed and they killed his wife instead or something. No, not that I want her to die. I'm saying it'd be nice if he survived. What would it have been like had he survived and not gotten killed?
That actually would be good. I'd watch
yeah, be pretty cool. He'd sit there with like an eye patch, you know, kind of look like Kurt Russell in Escape from New York. Error I can still see out of my good eye.
Maybe the rest of his family would still be alive.
Just take shit from all, the Vietnam War never happens. Mm-hmm. Kennedy doesn't die. Vietnam doesn't happen. Or and nobody gets killed. That Kent State thing doesn't happen, where those students get shot by the National Guard.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
It's unfucking real. Yeah, they used to kill students, protesters. Now they just kill black people.
Black Lives Matter.
I mean, seriously, just unreal. That'd be cool.
Imagine if Obama wasn't president.
If he wasn't?
Wasn't, yeah. Mm. Think things would have gone better.
So you're saying McCain would have won?
Yeah.
And then he would have... Then Palin would have... set up his assassination so she could be leader of the free world.
Oh, man.
Mm. Someone would kill her pretty immediately, I feel.
You think so?
No.
They said that about Obama and nobody bothered
him. That's true.
What's next? Now it's just a woman.
But Sarah Palin is...
Oh, let me ask you this. If Hillary wins, do you think that she would be in any more danger than Obama was?
No.
No. Maybe a little bit.
You think so?
Maybe a little bit more.
I don't think so. I think all heads of state are somewhat.
Was anybody really like totally shocked that Obama was president of the United States when he got elected? Like, was it a big deal? But like, was it a big letdown of some sort?
No.
I figured the moment Palin was McCain's running mate, I was like, it's a shoo-in.
Yeah,
there's no need to vote.
Everybody else thought that.
I think it was a shoo-in for the Democrats to begin with because nobody wanted. After 8 years of George Bush, people were done with Republicans. Yeah. I think it was a shoo-in for whichever Democrat ran.
But see, you would think the same now. Like, the election obviously hasn't happened yet. But by that notion, there's a lot of people pissed off with the last 8 years of the Obama.
Yeah, no shit. That's why Donald Trump is still being taken seriously by people.
No, he's being taken seriously because half of this country is retarded.
They're fucking idiots.
It's Idiocracy, man. I'm telling you.
It is. I mean, he's saying Cruz lied.
It's the same tactic that they did on Obama with his birth certificate or whatever. You know, I mean, whatever. I don't know what the fuck is up with Cruz. I don't like him anyway.
I don't like him at all.
Something about, I don't like his face. He just looks like someone's got some serious skeletons in his closet.
I don't like him at all.
I picture like dead boys in his like basement.
Oh my God. And,
you know, Cruz.
I'm not a fan of his.
I don't like anybody, to be honest with you. There's no one. I was like what I said last week. I like Bernie Sanders because I love that Larry David is doing his.
That's it.
Like that would be entertaining. You know, other than that, it's a big joke that Donald Trump is. You know,
and Hillary won on coin flips. How's that even possible? Like, how's that?
The fucking government.
She won 6 coin flips in a row.
What does that even mean?
They were so close that they had to flip a coin.
Well, they wanted to play jacks, but no one brought any coin.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They were practicing for the Super Bowl.
Scary, right?
That they
do this.
It was a double-headed coin. It was two-faced.
I just think it's kind of primitive that they use a coin flip to
determine. Well, it works in everything. It works in our fantasy football rules.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last tiebreaker, isn't it? Coin flip. Yeah. Right. It works in everything.
Talk about the country.
That's how they do it when they pass bills in the government, you know, when they have a stalemate each time.
Should we go to war? Coin flip. Heads, tails?
Yeah.
Why 6 times, though?
I don't know.
666, devil.
Get it?
Yeah, see where they're going with that?
Illuminati.
Satan.
I don't know. That's fucking weird.
I just think it's a... It'd be nice to see Bill in office again. Maybe he won't get in trouble this time for getting head in the...
I hope he does. All of it.
Oh, I know you do.
Just keep up his legacy, that's all.
But I'll tell you what, I was a fan of Hillary years ago. Like, I really did think she was...
This whole Benghazi thing's probably got...
It's not even that. It's just, it's everything. Like, she's a completely different person than she was like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she seemed like she was a... She was a real fighter. Now she seemed like she drank the Kool-Aid. And
yeah, she's like completely
the same kind of stiff as all are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nothing's going to change. She likes.
She really does have a bull-like face. Really, she looks like a fucking Sharpay or something. Like,
brutal.
She doesn't look good.
Oof, God, what a fucking travesty her face is. It's awful. Imagine seeing that in a fucking State of the Union address. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think she's going to win.
Right now, I think she would.
You think so?
I think if everybody had to vote right now, she would probably win.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's too far away to see. You got to wait.
People can still throw their name in the hat too.
Exactly.
If they really want to.
Coin flips.
Throw their hat in the ring. You mean?
Yeah, that's
it. Who do you think would win? Bernie Sanders.
No, I don't feel like he has enough supporters. No, I think out of the Democrats, I think Hillary would be I mean, look at what they did at the caucuses. You know, she killed him in that.
Right.
The other two were kind of close. Cruz and Trump, they were pretty close. Which is weird.
I don't understand how that happens.
How is it that they were the two? Like, I would almost understand if Jeb Bush was a front runner.
Right.
Over, and you know what's funny? If you actually stop and hear Jeb Bush talk, he's like the smart one in the family.
He doesn't
sound like a stuttering idiot like his brother. Like, he actually sounds well educated.
Did you ever see that SNL skit that they did where all of them were up there and they never even let Jeb Jeb Bush talk.
They never do anyway.
And I was just thinking, like, and I'm sitting, I I'm thinking, don't like, think I've why? Ever heard him talk.
He can form a sentence without fucking it up. Like,
it's fuzzy math.
Right.
It probably because they know he's like a pushover, probably.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does seem spineless.
A little bit.
He doesn't have that swagger or that overblown confidence that both of the other Bushes had, Daddy and Brother had.
Yeah, but the Brother had it way worse than
Daddy. He had the swagger, but the confidence I would give more to Dad.
To Dad, yeah.
He was the fucking head of the CIA. Yeah. You have to be smart to be the head of the CIA. Not gonna do it.
Thousand points of light.
You know, it's what sucks is if let's say Trump wins, it's going to be like nonstop. I think the media and I think like the people that run media want it to happen because it would be just a frenzy of.
It would be pure entertainment.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You could make TV shows, movies, radio show, anything.
Anything.
You know,
constant headlines, constant headlines, constant articles.
Saturday Night Live would probably have the same ratings they did when they first started. Yeah.
Dal Hammond's got a job for life. For the next 4 years.
Jimmy Fallon just did an impersonation.
He does a good, he does a good, pretty good impression.
Dude, knowing Trump, he'd probably get some sponsorship to have cameras throughout the White House and make it a reality show.
Let me tell you something. Donald Trump cannot get a fucking real song to represent his campaign.
Of course he can.
Every song he's chosen.
They're like, stop.
Yeah, stop.
like now it's Adele. She's like, can you stop, please? Yeah,
she's not even from this country. Like, like, she performs at his fucking casinos.
And he's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, please stop. Please stop.
Adele.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like,
I wonder if he's going to fade.
You know, I thought he would have done so at this point.
There's out just of
nobody
here.
Else what to I, go up against.
Here's
him.
What I don't understand. This is one thing I just don't understand. Okay, I know that his big thing is, you know, let's get all the Mexicans out of here. You know, let's build a wall.
Building the wall is fucking weird to say.
It almost sounds asinine in a sense, like, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you just like, but you know what? Here's the funny thing. He's going to hire Mexicans to build the fucking wall.
He would.
From the other side.
Exactly.
Breek by breek. I can't wait to hear, what's his foreign policy?
He doesn't have one.
That's my point. He's a businessman. What does he know about foreign policy?
He's got to surround himself with people that know that shit.
I just don't understand. Like, what's his take on the whole, like, you know, like North Korea apparently just set off a...
He's going to be a warmonger.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, that's the shit that makes me worry. Like, we're doomed.
Yeah.
Dude, he's not going to win. Shit.
That kind of thing.
He's so pompous. He's like, so, you know,
yeah.
Is this the button?
Yeah,
you know, like,
push that button.
Bring me a suitcase.
He's a businessman. You said it yourself. And the country prospers in times of war. So it's a smart business move for him.
No, no.
The economy prospers in times of war.
Yeah.
Always.
That's why they always go to war.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So gas prices go up during time of war. Taxes go up during time of war.
Yeah, but
we don't prosper during
big
war.
Business prospers.
Big business, business yeah, prospers. Okay. All right, that makes sense. Yeah, they prosper. We don't.
He's not worried about us.
No, I know none he's not. It's obvious he's not worried about
none
us.
None of them are.
It's obvious.
I don't care about the middle class and lower class, man.
But I'm not saying that that's a concern. What I'm saying is like, you know, I think he's his like, all right, George W., whether his reason was, you know, because he wanted to prove to his dad he could be a good president, or he wanted to finish the job his dad couldn't finish to show him up that he got, you know, Saddam Hussein, whatever the case may be, you know, whereas Trump, his reasoning may be something like just of strict arrogance.
Have they like
we're better than you. We're what?
Like, have they asked that yet? Like, why do you want to be president?
No. They
don't have 4 year olds asking the questions.
I guess we
should send you to ask him the question.
No, but I feel like that's something that everybody always says.
What's your take on foreign policy? Wait, did I just make you sound like Batman?
A little bit. It was like a Beetlejuice Batman. Yeah. But like, no, seriously, like, has he ever said, like, I want to be president because I want to make this world a better place? Or
well, he his main his main point that he's riding on is he wants to fix this country.
Okay.
Has no plan on how to fix it. He just wants to fix the country.
He wants to fix the country. He wants to stop illegals from coming in. That's one of his big points. And, mm-hmm. and he's getting a lot of support, especially the dumb fucking idiot Southerners that live in this country that are just, you know, they hate everybody that isn't white.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, let me rephrase that. They hate anybody that isn't them because they hate Jews too, and they're white. So, you know, he's winning on that notion, but he's talking about fixing the economy, which, you know, that's a concern for anybody, even the rich.
Yeah.
You know, so that's always going to be a popular, but every candidate says, I want to fix the economy. They just think he can because, you know, he's got all this money and his big bid, but, you know, do some research on Trump. He's failed a lot.
He's failed exorbitantly, I feel.
Don't use that word. That just doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth. I don't even know if that was correct.
Like, he doesn't have any casinos in Atlantic City anymore.
What does that mean?
Well, he sold them.
Well, like,
Atlantic City is a wasteland now.
Yeah, I know. And that makes me sad.
I mean, if they don't just...
But, like, does he
pay for everyone to move out? They're never going to build that fucking town.
Yeah.
Atlantic City needs to, let me put it this way. There should be no residences in Atlantic City for Atlantic City to prosper.
I agree with that.
Yeah. No, really. I think
I agree with that.
Because if you think about it, AC is pretty much a strip of, you know, and if you're right by the ocean, there's all your casinos, all your convention centers, your boardwalk mall. And
they 40-40 club.
40-40 club, right.
That's not
right
there anymore.
Right.
They keep building more outlet stores too.
But you also have
more stores to rob.
Tons of prostitution.
That's true.
Tons of crack addicts. Tons of homeless people and tons of out of work bums that really are looking for trouble or trying to sell drugs or just up to no fucking good. And you got dirty cops.
Yeah.
So you can't expect people to go down there and be like, "Well, it's a great place to go." It's great to a certain extent, but you're confined to a strip.
I still do love going to Atlantic City, but they've priced me out of Atlantic City. I can't afford it. $600 for a room.
Yeah, and their rule changes. Like Missy had to go through this with
that
their
fucking Tropicana, man.
You can't like have more than so.
Can you imagine picking up a girl at a bar and having to walk to the hotel check-in to get her a key and pay like $20?
Yeah, she needs a bracelet.
I'm trying to get some pussy. Can I get a bracelet here?
Can I get a stamp? Something's
going to dry up by that point.
Yeah, she's not going to dry up. She's going to be like, what am I doing fucking this fat spot?
She's going to realize.
She ends up blowing. She ends up blowing the guy behind the counter.
It's like you have to pay for an extra person up front.
Right.
Just in case. Give me the bracelet just in case I get some pussy tonight.
Right.
Fucking out. They're out of their mind.
Yeah, that's
insane. That's why nobody goes.
I can't afford. I'm not paying $600
that's
for a room.
That's ridiculous.
It's not going to happen. I mean, the only affordable time is like a Wednesday in
Vegas
the winter.
Rooms are cheaper.
Vegas rooms are
rooms. You could fly to Vegas for the price to get one room in Atlantic City.
That's true.
And get a room in Vegas. It's crazy.
Well, this is like a last ditch effort for them. They're trying to make money any way they can.
Well, yeah, they tried to redo their image last year or the year before and it didn't work.
There was something they were talking about, the same exact thing on the news the other day. They were talking about how, you know, even to this day there's still a lot of big name performers that go to Atlantic City to perform. And, you know, the lure of that was Lank City was the type of place where you can get a room,
gamble a little bit.
Right. It's like a little excursion away from home. Well, now people are driving down Atlantic City,
seeing the show and going home.
And then they drive back home. And they don't just, they're coming from far away too. They're not just like, you know, 40 minutes
like
away. Some people are driving a couple hours, you know, and then
that's why Atlantic City isn't getting big shows as much as they used to.
They're losing. Yeah they're
you
losing
the
a
price.
Lot. Of,
all they got to do is drop the price of the room. People stay. People spend more money.
See,
on
that's
this
that's what I would think. You would think if they drop the price of the room, they'd have more business, and in a short amount of
when
time, they'd be making more money.
Well, when you're a member and you gamble and stuff, they give you discounts, which I'm sure you're one, right? You
gamble. I don't gamble. Not much.
My mom's got a card for every
my
casino.
My roommate doesn't. She gets a lot of free rooms or discounted rooms and stuff like that. So they're
on the weekend, though?
I mean, depending on how much you gamble, a lot of those coupons you get are Sunday through Thursday.
They are.
Yeah. Most of them are.
Yeah.
Most of the time you have to gamble
Doesn't do me any good on the 4th of July weekend.
We have to do 40 plus right. a year gambling to become like a platinum member.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 40 grand a year is a lot of money to gamble. Yeah.
You have you have to gamble $40,000.
Yeah.
To get what? Platinum?
To get platinum status?
And what do you get at platinum?
Pretty
you get
much whatever
blown
you
by
want.
Beyonce, I hope?
No, but you can get a room whenever you want for free and platinum status.
At any time?
You know what? I don't need a free room. If it was 200, 250 bucks.
That's doable.
Do a nice Saturday night down Atlantic City. You get drunk, gamble a little bit.
No. Yeah, I think the cheapest
400
they
bucks
do.
At the Trop on a Saturday night.
That's ridiculous.
If 400 bucks.
Caesars is three if you're a Total Rewards member.
150 on a Friday night at Tropicana.
Fuck Tropicana. They can suck my dick.
You.
They're fucking stupid. They're going to go under just like, there's like no casinos in Atlantic City now. There's like five.
That city's going dead. They're going to bankruptcy the whole city.
Womp, yeah. Womp, womp.
I mean, it's at this point, it's like having casinos in Flint.
Kind of, yeah.
No, really, it is. Know. It's just like that. I mean, you know how many homes in Atlantic City that are condemned? That are just
my dad was an EMT in Atlantic City just a few years ago.
He was,
and he was every time I was in Atlantic City. I had
how many people did he kill?
None.
I never saw Gary Busey in Atlantic City.
But every
30 cc's of Epi. This one's a goner. Nick Nolte with his crazy hair.
I can't find the fucking vein.
Are you actually thinking about that being your father?
No.
You kind of zoned out.
No, there. I was thinking about something else. But
do your fucking homework.
Oh my God.
Gary Pugh is in the MTV.
I just got the visual. The back of the ambulance opens up. Gary Busey hops out.
I'd be like, no, I'm good. Let me die.
Yeah.
Gary, that's not where you put the needle. I know what the fuck I'm doing. All you have to do is give him an IV. Why are you going through the sternum? It's what I do. All right, we like totally lost track. What happened before this awesome thing happened?
I have no idea. Well, no.
Sorry,
it was track. Great.
We were talking about Trump.
No. Atlantic City. It was
shithole.
Yeah.
You were saying your dad was an EMT, and what? What was the point of that?
Yeah, every time I was in Atlantic City, I had to tell him that I was there because he said this shit that he saw he couldn't even take. Like, he was only an EMT for like 6 months because of so much violence and stuff.
Wow.
But he was like, no.
Oh, violence is, yeah, I mean, of course it's violent.
Yeah, he said it was insane.
It's not safe to walk off of the boardwalk. I mean, the next street over, yeah. But, like, the next street over from there is, you're taking chances.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a sin.
It's sad because I remember, like, 20 years ago, man, it was not like that at all.
No.
It was a lot. It was a lot easier to you know, walk around the city. Not the whole thing. I mean, still you had to stay closer to the ocean, but, you know, they're running out of space, man. You know, they're closing shit down left and right. There's really not going to be anything. Bobby Kelly said it best, man. It's Vegas with AIDS.
Yeah.
It is deteriorating.
God.
He's right.
It is. It's sad.
How many each closed casino is like a legion.
Yeah. How much you have there? How many casinos you have there that are collecting, like, just dust. Borgata.
Revel.
Showboat. Oh, not Borgata. Revel. Showboat. What else is going down there? The
Nugget.
I only know the ones that are there. That's how much I don't remember. There's Bally's is left. Caesars.
Trop.
Borgata.
Borgata
Harris.
Borgata does the best out of all of them.
And Golden Nugget.
I hear Harris does the second best.
Harris, I believe it.
Well, the three that are away from the three by the bay are because they're kind of in their own world.
Yeah,
they're not dropped in the middle together.
They offer a lot more within their casinos.
They do.
Well, Trop has the quarters, but
yeah,
but the quarters is played out.
It's so played out.
It's old.
And they like they've been adding more stuff and then like getting rid of it and then adding more stuff, but it's still like, all right, whatever.
There was a, I don't know if it's still there, but there was a bar in the quarters called Red Square.
I didn't see it.
The Russian bar, oh, Russian where they bar, had the, yeah, the vodka room where you have to wear like a fur coat to go
that's
in.
That's awesome.
That
they have like
amazing.
A vodka locker. It's a, I mean, it costs a lot of money, but there's this really expensive, like pure vodka they have, and it's in a locker. It's like in a vault almost, where it's like sub-zero, and they put these big Russian fur coats
that's
on
amazing.
You.
Amazing.
You go in there and you drink it, and, They had pillars in the bar that actually had frost. Remember, like, the old freezers in the back that'd be frost, and you can kind of, like, you know.
Write stuff in it?
Well, this is the same thing. You can actually write whatever you want, and after time, it just refreezes again.
Shit.
And I remember, it's kind of high. It's like chest level and up. And I remember I was there, it was, like, early 2001, maybe, 2000, I don't know. And I was there with a bunch of people. My one friend kept daring him to teabag the frozen thing. And he's like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? Stand on my hands? I'm like, yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And he almost did it. Like, he was ready to pull his prick out and do it. And I'm just like, dude, stop. I'm kidding.
You're like, no.
Could you imagine walking into this place and seeing a guy standing on his hands with his dick out? Like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
With a bunch of Russians.
Like, with his balls frozen to the wall, to the pillar. It was right next door to Cuba Libre.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's
and then
there
that
anymore.
Restaurant right next to it, the Italian one.
Carmine's.
Carmine's, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
What, Carmine's?
No, Carmine's is there.
Oh, Carmine's.
Yeah. The Red Square isn't there.
The Italian restaurant stays.
Carmine's?
Yeah.
Right there.
It's good. It's family style. Good stuff.
It's not authentic Italian, though. Mm. There's not many. It's all Italian American. People are always like, oh.
Chain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a chain.
Yeah.
It's like the McDonald's of fucking restaurants.
Isn't that Olive Garden?
No, yeah, basically. Well, that's even worse. That shit's all frozen food.
Soup and salad till I get there. Right?
The salad is the bomb at Olive
salad
Garden.
Salad is the bomb.
How are we talking about food already?
Oh, we're always talking about food.
Always. It's got to make an appearance every fucking episode.
Of course it does.
Fat fuck.
Look at us.
That's cool. You guys, you got any plans for Valentine's?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Nothing good?
No, not really.
No, I guess not. You blew your wad on the cruise.
Just going to have a threesome with Gomez and Young Mike.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah. Last year we did this big singles dinner, but that's obviously not happening.
Yeah, I was going to say. Does Young Mike know
but
about
But that's
this?
Like the only time... I don't know. I don't really.
You guys aren't going out to dinner or anything?
We'll probably go out to dinner or something. Yeah. We don't have anything planned. Mike doesn't really like Valentine's Day.
No guy likes Valentine's
Day. Yeah,
who the
fuck likes Valentine's Day?
You know, unless they make Steak and BJ Day a national holiday, we're not going to like
it. It is. It's March.
No. I know that there's an actual
but
day.
But only guys recognize it.
Right. Most men know about it. Women just act like it
they
doesn't
act
exist.
Like it, yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe we could make it.
I want a filet mignon and a fucking blowjob.
Is that so much to ask for?
Don't I sound like I should be running for president?
Yeah, kind of.
I vote filet mignons and blowjobs for all men.
Are you guys doing anything? Are you still with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you really gave him the benefit of the doubt. It ended already. Right. One cruise and he's already done.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
They're engaged. That's what you missed
you know
last
that?
Week.
You know that?
She's pregnant.
Bob. Neither one would be a surprise.
Are you going to do anything special for her?
Yeah, we're just going to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Going to Fogo.
Oh.
Nice.
I
want to try to go to Chima.
Same
thing. I'd like to. No, I know. I've been to Fogo.
I like
Chima. Chima's got seafood.
Yeah. Chima has better selection. Yeah.
Is Chima, have you gone to both?
Yeah. I swear Chima's
Do you think Chima's better?
Chima
I didn't like
it.
Chima as good as
Chima. Yeah, you don't like seafood.
They have a wider selection of fish and stuff.
I heard their salad bar is better, too.
Their salad bar is slamming.
I don't think so.
Well, you're partial to Fogo de Chão. That's fine. They have better meat selection.
Who does?
Fogo.
Well, that pisses me off.
Well, listen, there's this. I can't remember.
Why can't you get the best of both worlds?
Listen.
Get it both.
Our singles dinner that we did last year was at a Brazilian steakhouse in the Voorhees Town Center.
I've been there.
Yeah, that one was banging.
Yeah, really?
Good.
Go
What's it called?
Radizio.
Oh, yeah.
It was $90 a person, but it was like awesome shit. It was
you get blowjobs and filet mignons with that?
But it was
March 19th.
It was a singles thing, wasn't it? That's why they...
$90 a person.
No, $50 a person.
Yeah, that's...
No, it was a special thing. It was on Valentine's Day. Yeah, it was special. It was on Valentine's Day, and you had all the selection.
See, okay, well, that's good, because what I hate about Valentine's Day and going out to dinner for it is always that stupid limited menu. Yeah.
Limited menu, but you pay twice as much as you normally
do. It's like the menu in fucking My Cousin Vinny. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Lunch? Yeah, like that's, it's ridiculous.
Man,
like,
it was $90, but you got everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except a blowjob. Jesus.
It was slamming. I loved it. I thought it was so good.
Good.
I liked it better than Shima. I would go to Rodizio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
They had better meat and fish. And their salad bar was fucking... You could just get full off their salad bar.
But, yeah. Yeah, careful.
It was filled with
I'm
a lot of
I'm not going to a place to get filled with lettuce.
It had fresh... No, it had a seafood bar with clams, mussels, shrimp, everything.
I'm going to end up shitting myself before I even get home.
Yeah, kind of. Dude. You'll have the itis. You won't be getting lean.
Every Valentine's Day, without question, because you don't know where you're going to go, and you don't know what you're going to try, and you don't know what you're going to drink, as a precaution, you take an Imodium and you bring one with you.
Yeah?
Absolutely. That is the last...
I bring a diaper too?
That is the last place, and that's not the setting for shitting your pants.
No.
Or having to run to the bathroom like a pregnant woman.
Do the poopy dance all the way down.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, could you imagine? Like,
if you want to be single, that's the best way to do it.
Listen, man, right. Don't tell me you haven't had this happen to you where you're out to dinner and suddenly, because of something you had, maybe as an appetizer or whatever, starts to make your stomach rumble.
Yes.
And you feel like you got to allow a little bit of fart.
Yep.
And then you go to fart and you're like, oh,
yep,
that's too
nice
much.
And,
that's
nice and warm.
That's not fart. That's gravy.
I think I just ruined Valentine's Day.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it happened on Valentine's Day. I'm saying.
We got to go.
You don't want to take that chance, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And this one restaurant that me and my girl love to go to in Wilmington has, like, the Italian food is they're like salt. It's their sauce. It's fucking delicious. But they also have, we also get like a vat of Chianti with dinner. And it's just so good with, like, their sauce. And wine makes me shit. It's like instant diarrhea. I got to take an Imodium before I go. Or else I won't be able to drink the wine. And I don't like that, you know? But, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Take my appetizers, the Imodium. That way I can drink all the wine I want. And not have to worry about, you know, wearing a diaper at dinner.
Yeah.
I mean... My asshole's like her vagina. I don't know what's coming out.
Oh, my God.
Shit, blood, kids.
It's like a vending machine. G6. What's coming out? Baby Ruth.
Oh.
That's my fear. I'm going to shit myself because of that.
If you're going to eat food that you don't normally eat, you should always take an Imodium. Just
every time I go out, I get
especially
I
go, you, because you know you're older now.
What do you have? IBS?
No,
no, I don't.
No, but I mean he's had prostate issues in the past.
Yeah,
you know you don't want to take the chance, man.
He shit his pants multiple times as an adult.
Yeah,
I haven't done that.
He shit his pants at the first wedding at the altar.
Well, don't go to a Brazilian steakhouse then.
Well, I mean, too late now.
Oh, you guys are definitely going to
focus. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going on Valentine's
Day? No, the Saturday before.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
So the 13th.
Sunday.
Yeah. See, the 13th, I think, is going to be even busier than the
12th. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
It is. I mean, I made a reservation.
And the 12th will probably be pretty busy, too.
Yeah, I think the 13th is going to be worse than the 14th.
Probably.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're going to beat it. But
but here's the problem I have with Valentine's Day this year on a Sunday. It's the same fucking day where The Walking Dead comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And something else comes back, I think.
She's either got to go or be quiet.
Who?
My girl.
Your girl doesn't watch The Walking Dead?
No.
Is she a communist?
She dates The Walking Dead.
She doesn't have to watch it. She fucks it.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Oh, my God.
Come on, your tits.
Oh, you heard that?
Actually, I haven't heard anything from your bedroom.
The chloroform took.
I drug her real good, Chris. She
doesn't know what hit her. The room.
She doesn't know what hit her.
Oh, man. Really, she doesn't watch The Walking Dead.
I got her to watch
it. You got to get it into it, man.
I did. She started watching it while we were just laying there. That shit don't faze her.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know Walking Dead was coming back on Valentine's Day. That's yeah. awesome.
There's something else, too. I forget.
It's not Game of Thrones, is it?
Oh, it might be Better Call Saul. No.
Oh.
No, better. Oh, Game of Thrones is not until like April.
I thought it was March.
It's like March or April, something like that. You got a while to go before that shit comes back.
You just sounded like a walker.
This is dating the Walking Dead. All right, before we go, predictions for this week's Super Bowl. This year's Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Really? Thanks for that drop in. See, 2 weeks off made you sharp.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been asking everybody. I need help with it. I feel
Denver
like
and Carolina.
I feel like I want Denver to win, but I feel like I don't know.
You feel like what?
I don't know. I feel like they probably will.
Okay, you're convincing.
Yeah. I got nothing, man. Anybody else?
Did you prosecute OJ?
I think
he did it? Maybe?
ESPN's going to call to do the pregame show.
Shut up.
I don't know. Yes?
Yeah. Is it a kid in the toilet? I don't know. Maybe? Turd? Kid?
Yeah, I'm not knowledgeable at all on these teams.
On anything. All I can say is I don't know who's going to win, but I would like to see Denver win.
I'd like to see Peyton get this
That's
go out like
Chris
that.
That's what Chris was saying.
Fuck him.
I don't want another team to win a Super Bowl before the Eagles.
I don't care if it's another team. I care that it's Carolina.
I've never liked Carolina. There's nothing likable about that team.
It's an expansion
ever.
Team, man.
I do like Cam Newton.
So do I.
You know, and I think he deserves to win the way he played this year. But at the same time, I also think it's odd that Eli Manning has got more championships than his brother, when his brother's clearly the better quarterback.
Yeah.
He can't throw down the field anymore, man.
He can't do shit anymore. Yeah.
Do you think he'll retire after this?
He better.
Yeah.
He better if he doesn't die on the field someday.
Yeah, how old is he?
I don't know.
38?
He's still younger than you, I think. He's practically in a wheelchair and he's like 10 years younger than Missy.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's close to 40.
I mean, that would be really nice then. If you got a
It would be a storybook ending for the, like, I mean, I don't know. When was the last time there was a storybook ending?
Elway. He won.
That's true.
Jerome
that
Bettis.
Was.
Jerome Bettis.
Well, yeah, but Jerome Bettis was never considered to be an Elway.
No.
Or a Peyton Manning. He never had that. He's never.
No,
had.
But even though he played on an asshole team, he was a very likable person.
He was.
A lot of people wanted to see him go out, and he won the Super Bowl in his hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
That's
a storybook
ending. That was a storybook ending. It's just, I don't think him as a player, like the caliber was as high as Elway.
No, he's not one of the greatest of all time.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, you know, whereas arguably Peyton Manning could be considered one of the greatest of all time.
Definitely of his generation, yeah.
Well, of all time. One of the greatest. Not the greatest, one of. He could be in the discussion of top 10 quarterbacks
top
ever.
Top 10, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay, it's fair.
Yeah.
So that would be a bigger caliber than, say, Jerome Bettis.
Sure.
But Elway, you could say top 5. You could make an argument because he could be a top 5 quarterback of all time. The guy was good, real good. So to see him win 2 back-to-back and then retire, that's pretty fucking amazing.
I like Peyton to win. I want to see him win. Go out a winner.
Although, I don't know. I see him getting hit once.
Yeah.
And being hurt.
Just turn into like a limp French fry.
Oh, he falls down long before somebody hits him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure does.
Yeah. Nap time. Timmy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not looking forward to the halftime show. Could give two shits about Coldplay. And if the commercials are already, I might watch the commercials tomorrow just so I can get up and go have a cigarette during commercial break.
I've seen 3 so far. They were pretty fun.
There is a website that has all of them.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Maybe I'll just watch that.
So.
Are you guys doing anything or are you just watching Super Bowl at your houses?
Don't say nothing.
Oh, guys. What are you guys having a party?
No.
I'm going to a party.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, me and my girl, we're going.
Cocaine out. For everyone.
Party. Yes. Cocaine all around.
Toilet seats and cocaine for everybody. There's a halftime show. Well, you guys enjoy this weekend. Drive safe.
Word.
Same to you.
True that.
Is that it?
I'm looking more forward to Walking Dead.
Something. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're heading out. Yeah. Take us out.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And don't forget to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money.
Nice.
Smoochies.
Nice. Strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistol. My nigga! So I can bust when I cuss.
You're gonna cream.